This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Betty Crippen, C-R-I-P-P-E-N, hyphen Gault, G-A-U-L-T. Date of birth is September 14th of 1963. Dear Dr. Murray, and this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Crippen Gault with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 21st of this year. She has been having stools for occult blood that were positive twice, so she'll be seeing Dr. Smith for possible colonoscopy. She's had a left upper extremity fistula since 2016 with an excellent thrill and bruit, and no problems, no pain. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, good output, no cloudiness or blood, no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the calcium acetate as a phosphorus binder at 667 milligram. She takes one before two of her largest meals, lunch and supper. Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram, is one daily for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Lasix, 20 milligram daily, which controls her swelling. Her other routine medications are unchanged. Physical examination, weight is 264 pounds, and that's a 6-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse 83, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure right arm setting, large adult cuff 124 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 5th of 2022. Creatinine is slightly improved at 2.3. Estimated GFR is 22. Albumin is 3.9. Calcium 8.6. Sodium is 141. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 19. Phosphorus 4.9. White count elevated at 11.1. Hemoglobin is 13.7 with normal white count. Assessment and plan. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease, stable over time. It does fluctuate, but it actually is better this month. Diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, which is well controlled. She does continue to smoke cigarettes. With some COPD changes, and secondary hyperparathyroidism that is stable on treatment. And metabolic acidosis, that's also stable. And the patient will have lab studies done monthly, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.